This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Krista Melton. 10 World Health Organization scientists will visit China starting on Thursday to examine the origins of COVID-19, according to a statement from China's National Health Commission. The investigation comes more than a year after the pandemic began and amid accusations Beijing delayed the investigation. A last-minute delay to the mission earlier this month earned China a rare rebuke from the head of the WHO. The team of experts will be expected to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival in China. After that time, they're expected at some point to visit Wuhan, the city where a deadly virus cluster emerged late last year. The U.S. and Australia have led international calls for an inquiry into the origins of the pandemic, putting China under significant pressure amid growing calls for accountability. Beijing has faced international criticism over its lack of transparency during the initial outbreak, while domestically, the government has praised its own handling of the outbreak and stifled any criticisms. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday he plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. The Houthis are the de facto authority in northern Yemen, and aid agencies have to work with them to deliver assistance. But diplomats and aid groups say the U.S. decision to blacklist the Iran-backed group could block the flow of aid to fight the world's largest humanitarian crisis, a famine that top U.N. officials say affects millions of people. It could also threaten regional peace talks the U.N. has been trying to revive to end the war between a Saudi Arabia-led military coalition that intervened in Yemen in 2015, fighting alongside government forces against